The Daily Absurd. News from a world that is technically real, but clearly not thinking things through. SHH, come closer, speak softly. This has been the Daily Absurd. No, wait, that's the end. Let me begin again. Welcome. Before we start, I'm Rohan Mistry. This show is written and voiced with AI. And today we go into the wild. Not the real wild. The other one. The one with a couch in it. Dawn, a one-bedroom apartment on the fourth floor. The light is gray and honest. Here, in this fragile ecosystem, lives one of nature's most misunderstood creatures, the adult human, at rest. We have been observing this specimen for 11 weeks. It does not know we are here. To be fair, it does not know most things are here, including its keys.
Where are my keys?
Listen to the morning call. It is asking the room a question. The room, as ever, will not answer. The keys are in the door. They have been in the door all night, guarding nothing, from no one.
They were in the door the whole time.
A moment of self-knowledge. Rare. Beautiful. It will not last. Now, watch closely. The specimen approaches the most sacred site in the entire habitat. The watering hole, or as science calls it, the fridge.
Just seeing what we've got.
It does not want anything. It knows exactly what is in there. It has known for 6 days. And yet, twice an hour, it makes the pilgrimage, opening the great cold door, gazing into the glowing cave, and hoping, against everything it has ever learned, that the situation has improved. It has not.
I measure to spare. Alloy. I am a mirror, slightly too cold. There is a jar in the back with no lid and no label and no friends. Close the door. You are not shopping. You are grieving.
The fridge speaks. It is the oldest and wisest animal in the habitat, and it is very tired. Note how the specimen listens, nods, agrees completely, and does not close the door. This is called being a person. We will see more of it.
I'll deal with the jar this weekend.
It will not deal with the jar this weekend. There is no weekend. There is only a series of Tuesdays wearing different hats. But the belief is important. The belief is what gets it to lunch. Now the specimen migrates to the second most sacred site, the couch. Observe the ritual descent. It does not sit. It is claimed. The couch has learned the exact shape of this animal and holds it like a soft, patient trap. Escape is theoretically possible. It has simply never been observed.
I'll get up in 5 minutes.
Ah, the 5-minute call. In the wild, this cry can last up to 4 hours. It is not a lie. The specimen genuinely believes it. Belief, in this creature, is completely disconnected from behavior. A marvel of nature, like the bee that should not fly, except sadder and in socks.
I'm down for whatever.
And there, the mating and social call of the species. I'm down for whatever. It sounds agreeable. It is a threat. It means the specimen has no plan, and will now judge everyone else's plan silently and completely. Two humans saying I'm down for whatever at each other will stand in a doorway until one of them dies. We have footage. It is very long. Something is happening. The light is changing. It is late afternoon now, the most dangerous hour in the habitat. The specimen glances at the clock. A decision is forming. A terrible, thrilling decision.
Should I have another coffee?
There it is. The question that shapes the fate of the entire evening. Scientists call this the second coffee window. It is currently 4:40 in the afternoon. This is scientifically too late for a second cup of coffee. Every instinct the creature has developed over thousands of years is screaming. No, do not. You know what happens. You will lie in the dark at midnight doing arithmetic about your own heartbeat.
It's probably fine.
It is not probably fine. But watch. The specimen has already begun to build the machine. It is not thirsty. It is not tired. It simply wants to feel, for 8 warm minutes, like a person who has a future. The coffee is not caffeine. The coffee is hope. Bitter, overbrewed, catastrophic hope.
I'll sleep fine. I always sleep fine.
It has never once slept fine. Not in 11 weeks of observation. But the confidence is total. This is the specimen at its most magnificent, fully aware of the cliff, walking toward it, holding a warm mug, humming. Nature has produced many brave animals. None braver than this one at 4:40, saying it's probably fine. And now, a rival appears.
Are you still watching?
The screen, a predator that hunts by patience. It waited 3 episodes. It waited through the credits. And now, in the dark, it asks the one question no member of this species can answer with dignity. Are you still watching? Note the specimen's response.
Yes, obviously. Why would you ask me that? Who else would be watching? It's my apartment.
Defensive. Wounded. It has been seen, and it does not like it. This is the only creature in the habitat that pays a subscription to be judged, monthly, forever, renewing every Tuesday, for service it experiences entirely as an accusation.
I'm getting my money's worth.
It is not getting its money's worth, but we do not correct the specimen, we only observe. Dusk falls on the habitat, and here, at the edge of the light, we find the rarest sight of all, a second creature, male, motionless. He has been standing by the door saying goodbye for 11 minutes.
Okay, I should really get going. No, no, don't get up. This was so good. We should do this again.
Okay.
Anyway. But yeah, no, for real, I'm gonna head out.
He is not going to head out. He has said anyway 4 times. Each anyway adds 11 minutes. He arrived in spring. Around him, a single moth circles the porch light. His only companion now, his witness, the one creature that also cannot leave. They have grown close. They do not talk about it.
Anyway.
And there it is again, the great cycle. He will leave eventually. Everything leaves eventually. Except the jar. The jar remains. Night now, full dark. The habitat is quiet. And deep in the ecosystem, we hear it, the sound that means our specimen has, against all guidance, followed its heart.
Why am I awake? It's 1 in the morning. Why is my heart like this?
The second coffee. It found it. 4:40's beautiful. June decision, coming home to roost at 1 a.m. in the form of a fully alert animal doing mathematics about its own pulse in a dark room.
I can hear my blood. Is that normal? That's not normal. I'll sleep in on Saturday.
There is no Saturday. There is only Tuesday in a hat. But the belief is important. The belief is what gets it to tomorrow. And so our specimen lies in the dark, heart racing, keys in the door, jar in the fridge, moth on the porch, screen asking if anyone is still watching. And the answer, tonight, is yes, someone is. We are. We always are. It is the strangest, softest, most over-caffeinated animal in the whole wild world, and against our better scientific judgment, we have grown fond of it. This has been The Daily Absurd. I'm Rohan Mistry. In the honest tradition of nature documentaries, I'm an AI. This show is written and voiced with AI, and no specimens were harmed, though several were gently observed at their lowest hour. If any of this made you laugh, follow the show and tell one friend who is, right now, awake for no reason. Tomorrow, we track the elusive act of replying to the text later. Now close the door. You're letting the cold out. You're not shopping. You're grieving.